Please be seated, and if there are any youngsters who would care to come down, I would welcome you to do so. We had bunches at the first service, so I was wondering if we might have some here or not. Okay, well, since we're all children of God, I'm going to tell you what I was going to tell the children anyway. You know I love to tell stories, and it's always been a great comfort to me that Jesus was a storyteller too, and used story as a primary form of teaching. And the story you just heard Nancy read is perhaps one you remember even from childhood. It's one I've known a long, 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 long time. And a few years ago, I was praying that particular scripture, preparing to preach it. And I would read the text, and I would sit in silence for a while to see what word or image or phrase rose up in my own mind and heart. And I realized something that I know is not new for me at all. I know it's not new at all, but it was new for me. That's what I meant to say. Other people, I'm sure, had gotten this a lot quicker than I did, but I had never realized that while Jesus, in telling the story, describes the rich man in generic terms, just the rich man, he names the poor man after one of his friends. And I've often wondered how it would be if, when I encountered folks on the street asking for spare change or people who come to the church for help, if instead of thinking them as of them as representatives of the poor as a category, I thought about each one in the same way I think about my friends and called them by that name. I have a friend here today, and that friend is Tom Long. And he's going to talk more about that story, and he's going to help you delve into it in a much, much deeper way. So I know that you are excited to hear him. So we're going to have a prayer, and I'm going to let him come and take us more deeply into this wonderful story that Jesus told. Thank you, God, for giving us stories. Thank you, God, for naming each one of us, for helping us to name others we meet, not as strangers, but as friends. In Jesus' name, amen.